When you see the blue ribbon decals on the helmet and the blue penalty flags during the opening game of the season, remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Know the stats. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text RADAR to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU 5th in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text RADAR to 35517. That's RADAR to 35517.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Alabama football, Brad Hallworth.
Matt, thanks. It's halftime, 14-7 our score. Sheridan with the lead over Mountain Home. We'll talk about the first half in just a little bit. First, though, we're joined at halftime by Mountain Home School Superintendent Dr. Jake Long. And, Jake, what happened? You get here. Here you are, the superintendent of Mountain Home Schools, and you can't even get into a football game. What's the deal?
They run a tight ship around here. they don't play around down here.
They don't, but, do they?
It's all good. I appreciate, you know, the hard workers that work those gates, whether it be here in Little Rock or back home. They do that for not a lot, and they're a critical piece of ensuring the safety and the integrity of the game. So while it can be frustrated, I appreciate those workers' hard work. So
we all blame Mitch up here. We figured it's Mitch's fault. So
you can blame it on Mitch. Well, I blamed it on Mitch too, but I didn't tell the lady about it.
All right, let's talk about how this game came about, because you've got a connection with the head coach of Sheridan, don't you?
Yeah, I do. My sister, her husband is Lance Parker, who is the head coach there at Sheridan. Uh-huh. And I think actually him and Coach Joyce started talking this 2 or 3 years ago,
really?
Maybe even. And so so anyway, it's a great opportunity for the kids to get to play in this type of atmosphere. It's a long trip for us on a Thursday night, but I'm only going to hold Mitch accountable, Coach Husky accountable for that. So, but outside of that, it's a nice facility. It's a good opportunity for our kids. Looks like we did travel. You know, we traveled decent. You know, for being a Thursday night and coming down. And it's good to see the Bombers back on the field competing, and a lot of young guys out there. But you can tell they're learning. You could almost see it by series. The first series pretty timid, and then the next series they got a little more confidence. And so and that's pretty normal for the first game of the season, it being a very early game.
Exactly.
And then you know, gaining that confidence, it's. See some of those young guys like Bojay running from the inside linebacker position, and he's doing a good job. So there's some kids out there on the field that have certainly a bright future that'll be fun to watch in the upcoming years.
A lot of folks may not know, you played, of course, high school ball at West Plains.
I did.
And played college ball at
Missouri Southern. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I had the opportunity to play college, and It was a good time. I always tell everybody I had to, what I didn't have in athleticism, I had to make up with film study. So I was always in the film room about 5 or 10 times more than the next guy. And I playing defense and playing the linebacker position, I wasn't fast enough to be able to run anybody down. So I had to know what they were running before they ran the play. So, but it was a good time, and and I enjoyed the opportunity.
Talking to Jake Long, Mountain Home Superintendent, let's talk about overall the schools. Just over a week into the school year now, how are things going?
Yeah, we've got a lot of the things ironed out. There's some new changes that I know some people may be a little bit frustrated with, and so you know, bear with us on those policies and just being able. One of the biggest things we've made a point of emphasis is ensuring the safety and well-being of our kids, and so we've got all of our classrooms and all of our exterior doors locked down. We're really trying to do a good job of trying to promote face-to-face interaction with our kids and put the cell phones away at lunch and really, you know, get back to, you know, having some of those conversations and learning, you know, learning those skills of communication. And I know that may be a bit frustrating to parents at sometimes and even the kids, but in the end, I don't think any of us can argue with our kids interacting with each other and having some of those meaningful conversations. And so that's what we're trying to do. And so bear with us if you have any ideas or suggestions to contribute to that. You know, our doors are always open and we're working hard, but we are a week into it, and our teachers are working hard. We've got our transportation almost lined out, so it's been a good start to the school year.
Several new programs this year. One of them is the free breakfast for the kindergarten, first, and second graders. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going well. I've had several folks express their appreciation for that, and so every kindergarten, first, and second grader have the opportunity to eat breakfast for free, and so that's a good program. In fact, we've been recognized from the No Kid Hunger Act and No Kid Hungry Initiative by getting an award, in which will be recognized September 20th down here in Little Rock. Actually, just a few streets over. So
wow,
yeah,
very good. Some other new programs you have this year. I think what else there is. Of course, the preschool.
Yeah, got a our employees have some preschool, but in accordance to that is an after school program. And the after school program, we actually started that in February, and that program has really taken off, and I'm really excited about it because we have about 80 kids signed up for that. And so 80 kids after school in the grades of kindergarten, first, and second are able to stay at kindergarten in Nelson Wilkes Herron and be able to participate in some enrichment and then also some active learning opportunities. So it's a good program. With our technology, we continue to expand the one-to-one technology, so it's in place. I'm really excited about all the career and technical education opportunities in which our high school students have. We're still providing a concurrent credit to any junior and senior that wants to take those courses, and ASU has opened up their concurrent course catalog and allowed us to be able to do that. We've also expanded their course offerings to plant science within our agri department, and so that's been a very popular program of study as well. So okay. It's a good school year. We've kind of had a It's been an up and down week with some variety of things going on there in the community, but I appreciate everybody's support and looking out for the safety and well-being of our kids.
You bet. All right. Anything else you need to mention tonight?
I don't think so. We'll wish the Bombers on to victory here.
You bet. Hope they can rally here in the second half. Jake, good to see you.
Good. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Dr. Jacob Long with us at halftime, superintendent of Mountain Home Schools. We will take a break. We'll talk about actually, Matt's going to have our halftime report for us coming up here in just a little bit. It's halftime here at War Memorial Stadium, 14-7. It's Sheridan with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Ackman Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different. They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Harvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Harvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Harvest always does.
Harvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi, where the blues was born from the soulful sounds of gospel. This intergalactic superstar was forced to move here with his family during World War II. Know why? Find the answer and much more about this remarkable place by visiting DeltaByways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text RADAR to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text RADAR to 35517. That's RADAR to 35517.
And we welcome you back into the Acumen Audio Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Halftime, the show brought to you by the Sound Pros at Acumen Audio. Visit Acumen Audio on Bomber Boulevard for all your audio, video, or tent needs. Matt Sharp joining you with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report at halftime. It is Mountain Home trailing Sheridan by a count of 14-7. Let's take a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. First, taking a look at the 6A East. Quick reminder, there has already been one final score from the conference. That was Tuesday night, also at War Memorial Stadium, as West Memphis, the third-ranked team in Class 6A, shut out Little Rock Central by a score of 35-0. Two more games tomorrow, as Searcy will play at Morrilton, who's ranked fourth in Class 5A, and Sylvan Hills will be at Arkadelphia, who's ranked third in Class 4A. Jonesboro, Jacksonville, Pine Bluff, and Marion are off this week. Pine Bluff coming into this week tied for sixth in the state overall, ranked number one in Class 6A. As for the local level, Yellville Summit is, they're actually going to be in action tomorrow, but it's a preseason jamboree at Manila, so it will not count toward their win-loss record. Salem and Marshall will be idle this week. Three games in Arkansas tomorrow on the local level, that is. Melbourne will play at Hendricks College in Conway. They'll be taking on Charleston. This will be a very tough matchup for the Bearcats, the Tigers, coming to this game ranked third in Class 3A. Mountain View will play host to Magnet Cove tomorrow, and Harrison will be at home against Pea Ridge, who is tied for fourth in Class 4A. Also tomorrow, West Plains will host Springfield Hillcrest. Hoster will be at home against East Newton. Forsyth entertains Skyline. Branson will be at Republic, and Ava will be at Buffalo. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 teams that we have not mentioned yet, a few games set up for tomorrow. Number three, Bentonville, will play at home against Midwest City, Oklahoma. It will be number four, Bentonville West, at Owosso, Oklahoma. Fifth-ranked Fayetteville will be at Vianney, Missouri. And also eighth-ranked Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, will make the trip to Springdale to face Harbor. And number nine, Conway, will face the sixth-ranked team in class, face a fifth-ranked team in Class 6A then that is El Dorado. That game will be at the home of the Wampus Cats. Two games on Saturday, as the number one North Little Rock will play at Bentonville against Tulsa, Washington, Oklahoma. And then the big game, probably the biggest rivalry of the state of Arkansas, the Salt Bowl, will be played Saturday at War Memorial Stadium. And that will be between the second-ranked team overall, Bryant, and the fourth-ranked team in Class 6A, that is Benton. And number 10, Cabot, is idle this week, as is number 6, Greenwood. Actually, Greenwood is tied for 6th with Pine Bluff. They are ranked 2nd in Class 6A. We've already gone through all the Class 6A top 5 teams, so let's go to the Class 5A top 5 teams that we haven't mentioned yet. One final score already from Monday night down in Little Rock. It was McClellan shutting out Dollarway by a score of 55-0. Second-ranked Little Rock Christian will host Batesville tomorrow night. And third-ranked Texarkana will be up in Springdale to take on Shiloh Christian. The Class 4A top five teams that we haven't yet mentioned. One other game tomorrow, and that is Stuttgart, who is tied for fourth with Pea Ridge, playing at DeWitt. There's actually one game being played tonight in the Class 4A top five. And at halftime, I believe... But I'm sorry, it's still the second quarter, and number two, Joe T. Robinson, is leading Springdale 21-20. And tomorrow will be, on Saturday, it will be number one, Warren, playing against Southside Batesville. That game will actually be played at North Little Rock High School. Class 3A top five games that we haven't yet gotten to. Number one, Boonville will host Clarksville tomorrow. It is number three, McGee, at Magnolia tomorrow night. And number four, Prescott, will be at Lafayette County. Second-ranked Clinton will be off this week. And in the Class 2A top five, number two, Junction City, will be at home against Camden Harmony Grove tomorrow night. And number five, Hazen, will be up in Cherry Valley to take on Cross County. Number one, Foreman. Number three, Mount Ida. And number four, Conway Christian, are idle this week. We'll take a break and get you back to Brad and Bob at the stadium in just a moment. Again, our score at the break. It is Sheridan leading Mountain Home 14-7. You're listening to the Ackerman Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASUMH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASUMH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
The Ackerman Audio Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
14-7, our halftime score, as the Bombers trail the Yellow Jackets of Sheridan. Just about ready to get this second half underway. Real quick, Bob, the scoring recap. Sheridan scores on their first possession, a 64-yard run by Alden Lucas. The Bombers respond with an 18-play, 65-yard drive that Junior Williams capped off with a touchdown. But unfortunately, that Sheridan touchdown with 1:27 left in the half, that's a tough one to overcome.
Well, it's a tough one to overcome, but, you know, once again, the first possession of the second half is going to be big. They're going to get the football, and we need to stop them. And, you know, we're not going to play well from two touchdowns down. You know, right. we need to have long drives like we had and limit their possessions. And, you know, we just, you know, they've got about twice as many kids as we do dressed out tonight. And thank goodness it's not hot and humid. The weather's not going to play a big factor in it, but, you know, game shape is different than practice shape.
Let's take a break. We'll get this third quarter started in just a moment. 14-7, Sheridan leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to Ackerman Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home, in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our 5 Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
Concern for community is one of the 7 cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.